We have no trust in CPS. It fails to keep its promises.
Welcome to the AlderTrack Weekly Update, a professional guide to Chicago politics. Each week, we're going to try and tell you what actually happened in Chicago government, what passed, who said what, in their own words, and why it matters. I'm Claudia Morel.
And I'm A.D. Quick. It's Friday, February 5th, and things between CPS, CTU, and Governor Rauner are still electric.
Due to their attack, we have no choice but to express our outrage at this latest act of war,
which has dipped into some city council business, namely a $1 sale of city-owned land to a charter school network.
$1 for 19 lots does not make sense to me.
Plus, Westside Alderman Jason Irvin puts the city's Department of Public Health on blast about its mental health clinics.
Those are dollars that we're just letting walk away from us.
But first, CPS.
Yeah, remember last week?
Might be double good news for schools. It looks like CPS and CTU have come to some agreements on contracts.
Yeah, no.
Another roller coaster week. On Monday, we found out that the contract deal fell through. CPS's big bargaining team said no.
What was in the deal?
Some concessions for both sides. Teachers would pick up a 7% pension payment that CPS has been paying. CPS would agree to annual pay and cost of living increases and to figuring out how to cap charter school expansion. Here's CTU President Karen Lewis.
This deal was bad for our members because, number one, it would have pushed out 2,200 of our most seasoned, experienced educators. It will lead to ballooning class sizes with an upwards of 45 to 50 children in a classroom, and the cuts that the board proposed come solely out of our pockets.
The deal fell through, which CPS CEO Forrest Claypool said forced his hand.
This is something I'd hope to avoid at all costs. We'll do our very best to prevent teacher cuts, and we'll work with schools to keep class sizes small and prevent mid-year disruptions.
He announced another round of cuts to schools, $100 million to support staff like TAs. You might remember a couple weeks back when CPS handed out pink slips to hundreds of administrative people at the district's central offices.
Yep, he also said CPS would stop picking up that 7% pension payment.
CTU President Karen Lewis called it an act of war and said she couldn't trust CPS to get its fiscal ship straight.
Right, the word strike was back in the headlines.
Governor Bruce Rauner was right there fanning the flames.
The state should be able to take over the schools, manage those contracts properly, restructure things, and bankruptcy should be an option. There's support for it. It's the right thing to do. We need it around the state, and we're going to fight real hard for that right now.
This wasn't the first time Rauner talked like this, but this was the first time he said he was basically prepping his administration to be ready when CPS goes bust. He made it sound like a when, not an if. Some people said he was trying to scare off investors from CPS's big round of borrowing.
Some people pointed to Rauner after CPS pulled its $875 million bond offering last week, but he rejected those claims. Here's a clip.
And this says what bondholders will make their own decisions. I don't interact with them. I don't talk to them. Frankly, I don't much care about them one way or another. What I care about is the school children of Chicago, so their education is protected, and I care about the taxpayers of Illinois, including the taxpayers of Chicago. That's who I work for, and that's who I'm going to fight for. And everything that we're advocating today protects them and protects our school children.
CPS did make that bond sale this week.
For a smaller amount, $725 million.
And at brutal interest rates, 8.5%. That's almost twice as high as state bonds. Claypool told Carol Marine on Chicago Tonight he doesn't know if CPS will be able to borrow again after this.
Which is a big deal. CPS is facing a $1 billion deficit for 2020.
And this spilled over into city council.
Remember, CTU wants a cap on new charter schools. Well, the council's housing committee just so happened to be deciding whether to sell a big plot of land worth about $750,000
for $1 to the University of Chicago for a new charter school campus.
It's not unusual for the city to sell land for a dollar, but Alderman Sue Sedlowski-Garza, the only CTU member on the council, raised some objections.
We all know what's happening with CPS. We're going to give a charter school network 19 parcels for a dollar when CPS is broke. That makes no sense to me.
But local alderman Willie Cochran says it's what his South Side community wants.
Taxpayers, homeowners, renters indicated that one of the things that they wanted was a better education for their children. And they wanted the University of Chicago to invest in their community and put a school there.
The committee eventually approved the deal in Woodlawn after representatives from CPS, the university, and the Department of Planning talked about all the social benefits of the new school. Yes. Bud Garza and David Moore voted no.
Signify by the sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No. No.
In the opinion of the chair, the ayes have it. Thank you very much.
And Westside Alderman Jason Irvin pressed for more psychiatrists and better financial management at the city's mental health clinics this week. Alderman voted to close half those clinics back in the 2012 budget. Now Irvin and other aldermen are saying the six clinics that are left are losing money and patients. And that's all bad for the city.
Basically, he says the remaining six clinics are leaving Medicare money on the table. City clinics aren't signed up for certain, quote, managed care networks, and they don't have enough psychiatrists.
Right. Most are contractors working sporadic days or chunks of hours at different clinics. Here's mental health advocate Nadonna Carter speaking at a press conference.
The number of clients at the city clinics has dropped 25%. Between 2014 and 2015, this is due in part to part of the city's failure to join any managed care networks. They need to be managed as if lives depended on it, because they do.
Alderman Irvin is still working on getting council support.
Well, we've been talking to our colleagues that are on the committee and that are in the council to help move this forward. I think that Alderman Cardenas, we will be speaking with him. He is the chair of the committee, but we also need to make sure that we're on point with the rest of our colleagues as it pertains to the services and making sure that we have an ordinance that, number one, is sustainable, and number two, is passable.
AFSCME is also involved in the negotiations. We'll keep an eye on it. For now, thanks for listening to the AlderTrack Weekly Update. We also provide in-depth original reporting about Chicago and Cook County government to our paid subscribers.
And for the next 2 weeks, we're giving away our in-depth original reporting for free. You can learn more at aldertrack.com/free. To get your short and sweet fix, follow us on Twitter at AlderTrack. I'm Claudia Morell.
And I'm A.D. Quigg. Tune in next week.